Hello and welcome to Through Transfers Podcast, where we take an in-depth look at the lower leagues of Scottish football, joined by the most feared front two in Scottish lower leagues, James and Muzz. How are you both?
Bad, aye.
Football and work commitments got in the way to interrupt the scheduled recording last week. So thanks for joining us back this week. Three recordings, one per division, Championship League 1 and League 2. As always, if you'd like the video and subscribe to the channel on YouTube, it would help us massively. We're also on Twitter at TurnstilesThe. So any comments, feedback, thoughts or abuse, you can get us there. League 1 edition. And to be fair, an interesting set of results in League 1 last time out. A couple, Muzz, that kind of relatively straightforward that we predicted. Falkirk 3-0 home to Clyde seemed relatively straightforward for them.
Yeah, pretty much a straightforward day out for them, especially if Paul Dixon's getting in the heady heights of the goal-scoring echelons. And Morrison toasting his new contract there with a couple of goals, and he's looked by far the most dangerous player this season.
Good bit of business, isn't it, to get him on the new deal?
Yeah, brilliant business. And I think Falkirk are, you know, you could finally say it's looking like they've got their so-and-so together, and they're looking up now. And that's probably part of their long-term plan.
Are you surprised the agents let them sign that?
I don't know. You know how...
You don't know the ins and outs, do you? But, you know, there's always that one who's injured or whatever. But,
you know...
There's no guarantee Falkirk could go up.
No, there's no guarantee. But who's to say he's not just happy where he is, enjoying his football. And if he's really going to be turning it on, I don't think it's... I don't think it's maybe going to stop somebody
maybe
going
that
who really wants to sign him. But
it's maybe that one where there's clauses in it, release clauses that they've not announced, but it's maybe written in there that he's maybe got a release clause if they don't go up, for example, or a kind of minimum fee type thing.
Aye. Yeah, or an SPL team comes in for him, etc. So again, we were talking in the previous episode about player security. So I don't think he would be short of suitors right enough if he left Falkirk, but. Obviously, another one that's working for both parties. But yeah, straightforward run out. Clyde still got a few problems at the back. They definitely switched off with Dixon's goal. It looked like in the highlights that he took a free kick and passed it to himself and just waltzed through and unleashed one in the corner. So problems at Falkirk. Clyde, sorry.
It was always going to be a shift, wasn't it? Because, you know, they're playing a 4-4-2 by all accounts, if not... Well, two of their midfield combined age is 71 in Gomez and Nicol, playing against the likes of Telfer, Sebros, Nisbet. It's going to be tricky on a pitch like Falkirk where they can get the ball down and pop it a wee bit.
Yeah, 100%. And still, for me, on paper and experience-wise... A week back for Munro, Elston, Rumsby, Mortimer. It's just a team like Falkirk and the way they move the ball about and their attacking prowess and how dangerous they are in the counter. It was just a bit of a mismatch for me.
They're looking strong, aren't they, Falkirk, to be fair? They're looking decent. Be interesting, obviously, on Saturday they play Queen's Park, James. Now, Queen's Park, obviously, a draw away at Alloa, but they've adapted very nicely to life in League One with two wins and two draws.
I think no one really was surprised that they'd appeared in this division. I think it's well merited. But I think, yeah, they're not. I'd maybe expected them to carry on, sort of cutting it up and to progress a little bit higher, because everyone presumed the squad they had should be operating at a higher level, but. I think you're right, they're maybe now sort of levelling out and going, actually, this is probably a level we're at. If we go up, because we maintain the form we're in just now, that'll be ideal, and that's definitely what they'll be aiming for. But I think at the same time,
they'll be disappointed, in the back
of folks' heads, if they don't go up, but they're in and about the playoffs, they're in the top half, I think folk will be like, you know what, fair enough, this is a fair whack at it. And again, they do have a good squad, though, but it is... It's that sort of division where you've got some strong opponents, and we see, like, we'll eventually go into the Peterhead Airdrie game. We see teams that are struggling, you know, just all of a sudden flip it and start turning it on. So it is yeah, it's a good start for Queen's Park, but I think I'll reserve judgment for now and like their overall performance and where they'll maybe aim to be, but for the end. Good to see Mullane about though, getting goals and getting himself back to his form.
They maybe must have took a point pre-game, but with Alloa, how are we getting sent off after 34 minutes? They'd be disappointed maybe at the end with a point?
Yeah, definitely. And they're still waiting to kickstart their season. I didn't predict them to come down as a championship team, to look like a big fish in a small pond sort of thing. And the recruitment wise, they've taken a few players around them. You know what I mean? That have been in this league, like Salmon, Boyd, Niang, who are good squad members, but. It's kind of like they've come down and they've levelled out, and
it's interesting, isn't it? Because see, looking at their form, their away games this season, they've lost away at Brechin, they drew away at Raith, to be fair, which is probably a decent result, but they lost away at Brechin, they've lost away at Peterhead, and they've lost away at Clyde. Whereas at home, John Raffaello at John McQueen's Park, having gone down to 10 men in the first half, beat East Fife at home, beat Livy at home, and albeit they had a bit of a nightmare against Cardiff at home, but Ferguson will be desperate to get that away form tidied up because it looks like that's what's stopping them now.
Yeah, and whether that was, I don't know if it's down to system.
There's some number of defensive players in that shape that he played, James, because obviously you look at it, you know, Robertson's naturally a defender, if not a defensive midfielder. Darnan's a centre-half. Andy Graham's a centre-half. Scott Taggart's played most of his games at centre-half. Craig Howie's a centre-half. And Niang kind of turned his screw around at Partick as a centre-half. So it puts a lot of onus, doesn't it, on the likes of Colley, Boyd, Scougal to create something for Salmon when kind of he's got a relatively defensive back four and sitting midfield pair.
But that, I think that's also reflected in, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, they've not really been turned over where, you know, we maybe thought, like Muzz said,
they're still coming down
as a championship team, but they're not coming down as the strongest championship team. So you're maybe thinking, you know, if they're in bad form, are they coming down and some of our stronger teams in the division can turn them over? You know, I think, like you're saying, I think that's a good foundation that you start on, that defensive shape. But I also think it's indicative that neither team really, like, the game didn't kick off until there was a sending off, and even then it's taken what, another 20 minutes or something.
Yeah,
I've got Howie sent off 34, Murray scoring in 56, so another 22 minutes later we've seen scoring, and then another 20 minutes after that, another 22 minutes after that I've got Boyd scoring. So, you know, for a team coming down that's maybe in poor form versus a team that's coming up in good form, you'd expect it to be a bit more of a whirlwind. But it's sort of, for me, and you know, having not seen it and not been there, statistically looking, it looks like they've just sort of both tugged along. And like you said, maybe they're both just going to take a point and just be like, yeah, you know what, that game has happened. We have played each other, like, tech. Let's see what's happening next week, guys.
And there's little things to take from it, like the fact that they rescued a point, you know, but after the sending off, they're obviously playing for the manager. I just think it's a case of a new manager coming in, and it's just embedding how he wants to play, and getting a group of players that are going to adapt to that system and work for him. So I think there's positives there, but like James put it perfectly, to say they're just kind of just stuttering along at the moment.
And they travelled to Airdrie, don't they, on Saturday, and Murs Airdrie got off the mark with a good win up in Peterhead, a number of players missing through kind of COVID.
Yeah, really, really good win, and quite a dominant win. I don't think the scoreline reflects probably how well Airdrie played and how dangerous they were going forward. I think if it had finished 3-0, it would have been quite right. But there's just been, I mean, an absolute wonder goal from Scott Brown to pull it back.
He loves one or two of them a season, doesn't he?
Oh, the technique on that goal was ridiculous, and he's one of the few players in the league that would be able to do that. And, you know, just the second goal, McLean just in the box, not a lot of movement, but he's got the length of legs just to poke it out in front of the defender and nip in front there. So they would have been they would have been nervous at that last minute corner, Audrey, just given that, and they, I think, you know, they were a bit unlucky against Dumbarton as well, so they would have been looking at that thinking, oh, here we go again, points dropped, and they were unlucky against Falkirk as well, and you know, to be fair to them, they've just got on with it. It's not been lamenting the bad luck. It's just so I don't think it's all. I think Airdrie are sleeping giants right now. They're just, I think they've hopefully got some of that bad luck out of the system, and they can start to kick on now because they've got so many attacking players going forward with all different sorts of attributes. And once it all clicks, they could you could really start to see them surge up the league.
I think you're right. I think it's just a matter of time for them, isn't it? And it's sometimes just one result like that can just absolutely build momentum and kind of turn the course of the season, you know. I'm looking forward to that game against Alwa, actually. I think that'll be, because if Airdrie get a result there, that's going to kick them right on.
Good test to see where both teams are at.
100%. Relatively kind of midway through almost, isn't it, the first round of fixtures. So both teams should kind of be settled, and I think it's a big game, actually, because if you win it, the start of the season for both looks all right. If you lose it, you know, for both, the start of the season begins to look a wee bit kind of concerning. James, one team kind of beginning to get a wee bit rooted. I say rooted, 2 points. East Fife are struggling a bit, aren't they?
Aye, and it's, you know, just looking at their last game against Montrose and, you know, where they've started, I don't know if it's a difficult start or not, but you wouldn't expect to have lost that game against Montrose. It's almost like you're looking at your fixture being like, that's a game that we can go and win here. We should be competing against Alwa, for example. Cove probably should be competing against them, but I don't know what's going on there. I was just trying to look. I've got eighth, so I didn't imagine that they were going to finish particularly well. But I was just going to get on to the fact that they've let in 3 against Alwa. And another 5 against Cove, and
2 on Saturday.
Yeah, and yeah, it's very difficult to pin down where exactly is it that team's going wrong, because it's not a strong team, but at the same time, it's not a team you'd expect to be getting turned over to such an extent.
Miles, what are you saying about East Fife?
Yeah, I agree with James and the nature of the,
you had them bottom, didn't they? So you're absolutely cheesing. You predicted them at the bottom, didn't you?
I did predict it to go this way, but as James said, as good as Cove are, the East Fife for the past 2-3 seasons, you don't expect to take a tank in like that, like they did, and to be at home to, even as good as Montrose are again, to be so kind of like toothless against a team like that. Because for me, it started with the loss of, I think the downfall started with the loss of Dowds, and they got the gap was plugged by Hamilton,
and then Austin to an extent,
and Austin, but that's all it's been stop gaps, and they're doing it again with Kyle Connell.
You feel for them with McGuigan. I think we've touched on this before, haven't we? Choosing to retire,
because that would have lended itself to the way they play. And I think they've, recruitment-wise, they've replaced like for like. Long's gone, Gallagher's come in.
Agnew's a big miss, isn't he?
McManus has come in, Agnew's gone. They've kind of replaced like for like. Their squad's a bit tight. They're looking thin on the bench. I think they've just got a bit stale. I think the way they play, their shape. I just think Darren Young, I think he's what he's done for his Fife over the years. I don't think he's under any pressure or anything like that. But I think there needs to be like a bit of rejuvenation with his Fife.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, they are a team that can just hit form out of nowhere.
And, huge, probably game of the day. To be fair, depending on the end of the table you're looking at, you could argue Airdrie or Falkirk Queen's Park. I think East Fife Peterhead's massive, because if East Fife lose up there, they're in all sorts. They're at home.
You're thinking that
that creates
McCallum Peterhead must be sitting thinking, we've scored 2. Muzz has described one as a wonder goal, and the second Peterhead goal is, you know, just long leg pushing a ball in. That's two goals in 9 minutes. Peterhead will be sitting thinking, well, how could we not do that for 90 minutes? And potentially we should have left there. So he'll be sitting going, well, this is an East Fife team in really poor form. So I know we'll touch on predictions at the end, but for me, that Peterhead team will be sitting thinking, 9 minutes isn't good enough when we're already 3-0 down. We need to be starting games like this rather than relying on wonder goals and someone's long legs sneaking around other boys. Like, it's...
But they do at least have that tangible something to go on, though, James. You know, like,
yeah,
they do have that. They know themselves that they will keep going to the end. They did it against Falkirk to an extent where they were 2-0 outplayed by Falkirk, but you know, they kept going and they got a goal in the last minute. So they have that going for them. They'll be feeling down in their luck a wee bit of thinking.
The East Fife have that though, because for me they've got the reliables, like, you know, Watt on his day can do a wee bit of creative magic. Denham on his day can do a bit of creative magic, but I don't know if, like, you said Scott Brown's probably one of the only players that's going to pop in that wonder goal. I don't know if East Fife have got those intangibles you're talking about.
Yeah, they're lacking, you're right, they're lacking match winners. Peterhead have got match winners and potential match winners in Brown, McLean. But yeah, East Fife, there's no talisman there right now. Kyle Connell is a potential, but he's going to take time to adapt. He's still young. Yeah.
And another team was in potential free fall. Dumbarton conceded 3 goals in each of the last 3 games, conceded 11, I think, in total since that opening day win at Clyde. And Clover have now started to hit the bricks a wee bit after, or kind of kick on after you kind of saw them toothless against Falkirk. But they've scored 8 in their last 2. So Dumbarton could be in for a bit of a, obviously we're in for a bit of a doing on Saturday there.
Yeah, like I thought they were going to be okay, Dumbarton, at the start of the season. I thought they'd signed well, got off the flyer against Clyde. But now looking at how Clyde are going, maybe that result wasn't great shakes. They showed fight against Airdrie to come back. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a bit of that Peterhead about them where they have got scrappers and they have got guys who just won't give up until the final whistle. But yeah, the cream's risen to the top a wee bit against Queen's Park and Cove. You do see that gap in quality.
Draper's been missing.
And they're away to the top team so next week. So
Draper's been missing for Cove, and we spoke about potentially slowing the play down in the middle of the park. So that's almost been a silver lining for them, isn't it? It's maybe made Hartley kind of take the brakes off him a wee bit.
Yeah, potentially. He's maybe realised himself that Hartley that maybe he gets a bit more, he gets maybe a bit more, what's the word? Vigors and Scully maybe complement themselves a bit better. And Yulin there, you know, Vigors probably does that job. And the Draper could do, you know, but you don't need them both there. Mm-hmm. So, but it continues to go with Kyle Gourley ahead of McKenzie, which is maybe the biggest surprise. You know, after the fan I met, David, mentioned that I'd been paying attention to Gourley's performances, and you know, even against who was it that they beat, East Fife, he was a wee bit suspect as well for one of those consolation goals for East Fife. So he's yet to fully convince, but you know, whereas Hartley doesn't seem to have the faith in Draper at the moment, he seems to be showing Gourley that face. So, but they've certainly, you know, they've started to fire away, Cove.
And just before we get the predictions, James, we've not covered ourselves in glory this early stage because not one of us had Montrose to make the playoffs, and they're currently top of the league.
A team that we all said, comfortably by the looks of it, in terms of where we thought they would be. We said they were a well-run club, and you look at the, like I'd said before, you look at some of the teams in that league, Falkirk, Queen's Park, Cove Rangers, even Airdrie, I suppose some folk, or a lot of folk had tipped as being an outside contender, of being high up, probably not title winners, but maybe not far off it. Montrose, though, for me, when we spoke about them being a well-run club, I almost expect them just to sort of tick on and show some ambition of going up, but for me, they would never be in doubt. really have fallen too far adrift at the bottom end of the table. But
it's worth
to be a well-run club, and not like, for me, there's no, I don't know if they've made any sort of marquee signings that everyone's going to sit up and go, oh, that boy's amazing.
Blair Lyons probably the biggest one.
Yeah, and they lost a few that they had in on them last time, and you know, but that shows for me how well run they are, that they, you know, they're not fazed by the fact they've not brought in anyone massive or game changing, and they're not fazed by the fact that they had some good quality players who are now playing higher up that are no longer with them. They're just ticking along, and not only are they ticking on, they're, you know, they're doing really, really well. So I'm sort of plugging for them just out of, you know, now the fact they're doing quite well, a wee bit of glory hunter within me, but also I like seeing a team that's run well do well, because for me, you can be a well-run team all you want and sit mid-table in League One, but why should other teams who aren't particularly run well and just throw money at it, why should they be the ones that climb up just because they feel they can take these risks?
Mm-hmm. You could caveat it, Muzz, with the fact that obviously they beat Airdrie on opening day 3-0 away, which, great result, but in the three games since, they've played Clyde, Peterhead and East Fife. They've yet to play your Falkirks, your Alloas, your Coves, you know.
Yeah, that's a very fair point. And that chance, you know, at home to Dumbarton gives them another chance to improve on that. But what that does at the same time is build momentum. So if they do go on to beat Dumbarton, you know, they'll be ready to face anybody because they'll be flying, they'll be confident. You know, they're still playing to that same system, that 4-2-3-1 kind of system. So, yeah, they'll go into that. You're right, that Cove game away is the kind of like acid test for them to see where they're at.
Yeah, they play Cove away, Alloa at home, Falkirk at home, Queen's Park away, in a four.
Yeah.
But your argument against that is everyone.
So when they come out of those four fixtures, then we'll see where the real Montrose are at. Yeah. You know.
Aye, 100%.
Everyone's got to play these big teams, and Montrose, like Muzz is saying, are picking up momentum, but they're also picking up the points. And you can't really take that away. So even if they lose to those bigger teams, or the bigger teams, they've still got those points. Like, that's in the bank. They're no scrambling about for these, hoping for the best. Like, they've got them. Like, they're sitting pretty now. It's no like East Fife and Peterhead where they're perhaps shedding points elsewhere. They've got them. So just now, I enjoy being top of the table, but they're not losing these games against other teams that might be around them in the table.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about maybe similar size teams or teams with similar ambitions. They're the ones you need to be beating.
No,
because you'll be well below them. So, you know, the argument is they're still picking up points, and it doesn't matter who they come against. 3 points, 3 points, and you're just going to keep going.
No, well, while we've got you, James, we'll just get your predictions in for the weekend fixtures. We'll just go through all five of them. I'll get Muzzy's. So, Airdrie, Alloa.
I'm so inclined, just looking at them now, to just call them all draws, but I'm not going to. I think Airdrie are going to win this one.
I've got two draws in there, to be fair. Clyde Cove.
Yeah, that's a strong Cove for me, actually. That one's probably not a draw.
East Fife, Peterhead.
I think Peterhead, based on the intangible chat we've got.
Falkirk, Queen's Park.
I'd give you a score. Yeah, both teams to score, but I'm going to say Falkirk.
Falkirk, okay. And Montrose, Dumbarton.
I'm just going to keep riding the bandwagon with Montrose.
Muzz, in reverse order, Montrose, Dumbarton?
Montrose.
I've backed Montrose as well. Falkirk, Queen's Park?
I think Falkirk might come out on that one.
I've backed a draw on that one. East Fife, Peterhead?
Peterhead.
I've backed a draw. Clyde Cove?
Cove.
Same. And Airdrie Alloa?
I think Airdrie will come out that one.
So we've all backed Airdrie, we've all backed Montrose, and we've all backed Cove. You and James have backed Peterhead against East Fife, I've backed draw. You and James have backed Falkirk against Queen's Park, I've backed the draw. So you and James are the same for everyone. A couple of changes from me. So, as always, let us know your thoughts and comments, predictions in the comments below on YouTube or Twitter at Turnstiles There. If you could like the video, subscribe to the channel, that would help us massively. And we'll be back to review these fixtures and predictions and preview the next round soon. Take care. Cheers.
By the way, last word. I think I've maxed out full house last week, by the way.
We had to aggregate the prediction, sorry. So you're in with the rest of us.
A League One. I think I've hit five out of five. Well, I think I bet Alloa Queen's Park draw, and I think I backed Cove, Montrose, Falkirk, and Airdrie.
Thank you, mate. I have to be fair. Aye, good luck. So,
can't remember what I did.
So just for those of you that are wanting to put a line on, and if you're back in Muzzigan this week, you're back in Airdrie at home at Alloa, Cove away at Clyde, Peterhead away at East Fife, Falkirk at home at Queen's Park, and Montrose at home at Dunbar. But just